accept it in your heart. It is maybe a vision. It may be a teaching that is not compatible with the Holy Church, Orthodox Church. It may be a wrong understanding of the Gospel. And you may hold on to it with your dear life. And you will be exactly, and I will be exactly as that rich man, young man, that just could not give up his treasure to follow after Christ truly. He just could not give up that which he loved the most of all, which his heart was attached to. Now, my beloved, if you want to enter into the kingdom of heaven, then you must learn, you must give up your treasures. Whether it's a friendship, a wrong kind of friendship, which you know God will not approve. It doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter what it is. As long as you are attached to it, as long as you are attached to it more than the attachment to Christ, more than the attachment to the kingdom of heaven, more than the attachment to your holy church, it may be, whatever it is, it must be discarded, it must be put aside. It may be your children. Sometimes it may be your parents. And we've seen in the lives of saints where the children would leave the parents to go into monasticism against even the wishes of the parents. We know that the Lord says in another place that even if you love your children or your wife more than you love Christ, you are unworthy of Christ. So that is where your heart is, where your attachment is. Your attachment may be in the money or in the prestige. It doesn't matter. Or in your hairdo and your beauty of the face. Your attachment may be, there's poor women today many times get attached to lipsticks and paint on themselves or dresses. And the men the same way, with vanities. Their attachment may be filled with their vanities of one kind or another of the temporary things. Well, if we are to be truly Christ, if we are to be free from anxiety inside of the heart, if we are to be able to live in peace, if we are to be able to be with the company of the Lord at all times, we must reject all these things. But we must leave all these things and go only after that one thing, after the Christ, after the Lord. And we must make our Lord our Master truly and live according to His Gospel, according to His teachings, according to the teachings of the Church. My beloved, it is impossible, as the Apostle says, well, it's not possible for anybody to be saved. The Lord agreed with it. He says it's not possible. For man it is impossible. To do that is not possible. But He adds to it, but for God everything is possible. So that means all the Lord is saying is that physically, spiritually, mentally, whatever it is, you cannot accomplish that feat by yourself. You cannot deny yourself those things that you got attached to, or those things that you love. I don't care what it is. You just cannot do it on your own. You need the help of the Lord. You need the help not of the only Master, the Lord, but Christ God Himself. You need the Savior. You need the Mother of God. We need the Holy Saints, our guardian angel. We need intercessors here on earth, and we need intercessors in the kingdom of heaven. But most of all, we need His grace. We need His grace to be able to detach ourselves, which whatever is binding us to this earth, whatever is keeping us away from Christ. We need absolutely the help of God. And when we see our brother or brothers failing in this attachment, of separating themselves from one attachment or another, God forbid that we would judge them. For we do not know the bondage, we do not know the shackles, we do not know the power that the enemy has tied him or her up in that or another thing that he or she has wound themselves up in. We are not to judge our brothers, but we are to pray for them and we are to feel sorry for them from the bottom of our hearts, because then and only then we can help them. If we judge each other, we'll never be able to be freeing ourselves either from the shackles, the ones that we have. Woe unto man or a child or a woman that thinks that he is free from all the bondages of the enemy, that he was able to conquer everything, that he has made it. This is a Protestant outlook. It is not Orthodox Christian outlook. Orthodox Christian outlook is that we are the sinners, and of whom I am, I'm the sinner, the chief of all the sinners. That I see myself as being tied up, as we heard, anybody that ever reads the communion prayers that are assigned for us to pray, to say, that they will hear it in these prayers. Now, let's ask the Lord to bring us to that state of humility, so that our heart, recognizing our sinfulness, will simply ask God for mercy, and simply ask God to give us that grace by which we can conquer everything that needs to be conquered. If it is hatred, or lack of love, if it is envy, jealousy, or all the feelings that come from the evil one, no matter what it is, let us ask for God's mercy so that He will give us the strength to conquer those things, and so that we'll be able to truly understand that He is our Savior, that He did come to save the world of whom the sinners of whom I am the chief. Understand that, accept that, and then you can benefit a great deal from the continuation of this service, of the divine liturgy, the service of all services, because you'll be able to beg for mercy. But you must submit yourself to the will of God to beg for mercy. You cannot be hard-hearted, you cannot be proud, you cannot say and ask these questions, God, why do you send me the suffering? But you must humbly bow down before the cross, no matter how difficult the cross may be, no matter how tough it seems, but you must bow down before the Lord's cross and say, Thy will be done. I deserve whatever I get. Whatever you allow to be for me, I deserve. With this condition, if you really accept it, and if you take it that way, then you will be able to be doing great miracles within your own heart. For the enemy will not be able to stay in your heart, and he will flee from you, and then you will be able to enjoy the company of the Holy Spirit, and the company of the Holy God, the Father, and the Son, together with the Son, the Holy Trinity. And then you will be able to have in your heart, you will be able to feel love, charity, feeling sorry for your neighbors that are in trouble. Not looking down at them. Don't make that mistake, because some people say, according to the world understanding, when you feel sorry for somebody, you're looking down at them. No, the world is looking that way. You should never look down at a person. You should feel sorry for a person, that a person is blinded or shackled or hurt. But you should never look down on him. You should look up to him. You should understand that. But with the grace of God, you would be in the same position or worse. Amen.